Page 95. Exam Preparation. Listening Practice 5. What's on in Britain? You are going to hear a radio program about traveling. Listen and choose the correct answer.
Good afternoon, Londoners. This is Richard Bex with The Weekend Show on London Radio. Later in the programme, I'll be playing a selection of music by some local bands that'll be performing in clubs here in the capital tonight and tomorrow night. But first, I'd like to welcome Lucy Thomas, the editor of the monthly magazine Travel Today. Thanks for coming to the studio today, Lucy.
Hello, Richard. It's a pleasure to be here.
Lucy, I understand that the new issue of Travel Today will be a very special one indeed.
That's right. As you know, the magazine usually focuses on places abroad. But next month's issue will be entirely devoted to interesting and fun things to do right here in Britain.
What a great idea.
Thanks. I think that everyone will be surprised to find out just how many unusual places and activities there are near their homes.
Let's hear about what's available in and near London.
That's a huge category, and definitely more than we can talk about in just a few minutes. Perhaps it would be best if I mention some of the more unusual and exciting things. I'll start with a fun activity available in North London. It's called aquasphering.
What's that?
Basically, it involves rolling down a hill in a large, transparent plastic ball that's filled with about 30 litres of water.
I assume people must wear some kind of safety belt.
No, no. The whole idea is to be able to move around in the ball as it rolls down the hill.
How frightening.
Well, it seems that a lot of people enjoy it, though most people get a bit dizzy. And, of course, very wet. I tried it and loved it. And for people who don't mind getting wet, another fun thing to try is wakeboarding, which is becoming a popular sport around the world.
I've heard of that. It's sort of a combination of surfing and water skiing, isn't it?
That's right. The wakeboard looks like a short surfboard or a snowboard, and you hang on to ropes that are attached to a speedboat.
Why is it called a wakeboard?
Well, the idea is to ride along on the surface of the water in the wake of a boat. The wake is the trail of water that a boat leaves behind it as it travels forward. There's a place not too far from Heathrow Airport where you can learn to wakeboard on a lake.
Now, how about something that's a little less wet?
Sure, there are plenty of activities that don't involve getting into the water. For instance, a walk with llamas.
Llamas? In London?
Well, near London, about 40 minutes' drive away, in Surrey. Participants can choose from a few different routes, including a lovely walk along the River Wey. The llama treks are a unique opportunity to interact with these exotic South American animals. During the winter months, the treks are in the morning and include lunch. In the summer, they're offered in the evening with dinner.
My teenage daughters will definitely want to do that. In fact, they love any activities involving animals. So, have you got any other recommendations?
There are many, but two of the most interesting can be found less than an hour's drive from central London. The UK Wolf Conservation Trust offers lots of ways to see wolves up close. There are walking tours throughout the year and other special events, including photography days, when participants are actually in an enclosure with young wolves. And at London's Bird of Prey and Conservation Centre, about half an hour out of the centre of London, you can learn falconry, That is, using trained birds of prey to hunt.
If I remember correctly, falconry is sometimes called the art of kings because so many royals here and in ancient Persia and China used to practice it.
Yes, that's right. Well, at the Bird of Prey and Conservation Centre, visitors also have the chance to hand-feed one of the large birds.
Wow, that sounds amazing. Lucy, we're nearly out of time. We've got just a minute or so left for you to mention another couple of things to do.
Right. Well, right here in central London, there are courses in circus arts, such as tight wire walking, juggling, trapeze flying, and acrobatics. And in North London, there are hour-long introductory flying lessons in a small plane, where you can learn the basics of flying a plane. Sometimes, the instructor will even fly participants over their homes so they can take aerial photos.
Lucy, all these things sound wonderful. Thanks so much for being here today.
You're welcome.
For details on everything Lucy's talked about here, and for more listings of all of the fabulous things there are to do in Britain, don't forget to pick up the new issue of Travel Today, available at newsagents next Monday. And now, let's hear some music. First up are The Thirst, who are performing tonight at Dingwalls.